Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Singer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting fifth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive towards first. Carew catches it and steps on first to double up Wolford. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing left field. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Heil reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Heil trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Ford moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez fires to second and picks off Ford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. Rupert Jones pinch runs for Tom Paquette. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing first base. Rupert Jones now playing right field. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. 2 outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Hosler now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Bry scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. Carew moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman pinch hits for Butch Weiniger. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cubbage bunts towards first. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rojas covering, for the out. Borgman moves to second. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a pop-up towards first. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Quirk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Twins. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Nelson moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and tags Carew, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Randall reaches second base with a double. Cusick moves to third. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Amos Otis pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Bill Campbell now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.